Good morning, field greens and travelers on the funny path of life. 11:49. There's some wind. We had rain this morning, but we got a break. Una tregua, a truce. Yeah, ceasefire. But it's gonna rain. Well, it looks like it's starting again. But that's okay. I'm going to go at least see Chupa Chup. I want to move a little bit. I mean, not just go as far. But I do want to go out a little bit because it looks like it's going to rain. Well, today and tomorrow, you know. Like I say, impressive, eh? 6 days in a row. And then pretty sure tomorrow looks pretty solid. And maybe even a little bit on Monday. So. But. Yeah, everything looks nice, lush, green. So, well, it is what it is. Rain today, sun tomorrow. Anywho, amazing breakfast. I'm gonna miss my toast with hummus and guacamole, that homemade with the lentils and chickpeas, you know, it's turning out garbanzo. Do you say garbanzo in Spanish, English also? I think there are two ways to call them. Anyway, doesn't matter. Amazing. Oh, I'm definitely stuffed. but feeling good. I have had definitely a different feel in my stomach as of late. It could easily be misinterpreted. There could be a misinterpretation for hunger, but it's not that. It's something else. I don't know. But I don't. I don't go to wanting to stuff myself. I guess. Or I don't. I know I have that kind of gluttony at times. There are things, you know, that just become ravenous and I have like no end, and I can really like, I think really extend my stomach. As you know, the whole stretch, there are stretch receptors that basically tell you stop eating. And I think some of us have the ability to override that. We can feel it and we can still keep eating. Almost kind of like a fuck you kind of thing, you know, it's like, I'm not going to listen to you. In my case, though, I think by making the healthy convenient and the unhealthy inconvenient, meaning keeping out of the house those things that I know are slippery slope, meaning like what they say with Pringles, right? You can eat just one. Not mine. It's not my drug of choice. I don't miss chips, you know. And right now I can't handle them anyway because they are too salty. So since my neuroadaptation to a different kind of food, they are foods now, they just don't make sense. Now I can eat them, and I would from time to time, like in special situations, but it would never come into my mind the idea of buying a bag of chips as a treat. You know, I would just as soon pop some corn, maybe sprinkle with some like, you know, solution of soy sauce and water. I like that umami flavor. But even, well, it doesn't matter, but just it would not come to me. I would way before that toast like a whole wheat bread with some Nutella. That would definitely be way more pleasure. But anyway, but I've had this strange, it's not making the noise, it's not gurgling, you know. Maybe gurgling is not the right adjective, but you know, like grumbling, here we go. Growling, you know. My stomach is—it's not that. I don't know. So, but I'm not going to change what I'm doing anyway. So, for whatever however long I have left, you know, here, and once I'll be on the Camino, well, that'll be a different animal. You know, I won't be able to keep doing what I've been doing here. But then again, I have no problem with it because it doesn't have to be consistent ad nauseum until the end of my life. So. That is for that. So, yesterday. What happened yesterday? All my troubles seem so far away. Na, 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 na. Oh, I believe in yesterday. So Juan and his son, a little bit later, so Juan actually came, and it was raining, you know. He came and he wanted to start a fire in the garage because there's a fireplace. It's a very big garage. So there's two chimneys, you know, one in the garage and then one in the living room. But if I could, if the living room would have been small, then it would have been a viable option to use that to warm myself and then move basically a mattress and make my habitation, or make my room or my quarters, the living room, but it's just too big. And it just didn't make sense. So I only burned when I was getting all those, you know, small branches from cutting all the trees that were not going to be used for firewood. That was one way to dispose of them, which I did. But anyway, so Juan wanted to do a fire. And like I said, I love it when they call me stubborn, because this is true that I am. But my goodness, it really is like a spoiled child. When there's something he wants to do, he just will not listen to anybody. It's really quite something. Quite something. Like we talked on the phone yesterday. I think I mentioned about that, you know. And basically, you know, basically was asking me about this acid reflux stuff. And he just would not take my response, you know. And then I was thinking, then how do I... Well, anyway, I don't want to get caught in that. I already, I think, covered it yesterday, regardless. But anyway, so he showed up, you know. So school brought his little speaker, Bluetooth speaker. So plugged that in, and then he basically got on to start a fire. Very interesting the way he did it. It didn't make sense to me because he was starting it from the front instead of from under, and he did not elevate, you know, to kind of, you need some air, but you kind of need to trap the flame to where those the small stuff doesn't burn too quick to give it a chance for the rest to catch. But anyway, but after two or three tries, he got it to work. Obviously, you know, he's not a spring chicken. And so he got that. And we just sat with Alberto, you know, talking about, you know, very, very light. I don't know why I got to do a music quiz. He's very, very knowledgeable, Juan, about classic rock. Quite impressed, really quite impressed with his scope of knowledge. And so that's kind of how we were. The son didn't want to play ping pong. Well, actually, Juan apparently either. I was definitely in the mood for that. But something about Alberto has something in his groin, maybe, I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got something. Yes, Chupa Chup. Yes, I got your treat. Santa rain now. So I'll turn around after. And so, yeah, so they were there for maybe a couple of hours, I guess. I'm not sure. So we just chilled. You know, it was nice. It was really enjoyable. Then they left. And so I mentioned Bilge. I'm not sure how you say the name. I don't know if it's actually German, because I think her mother is German and her father is Turkish, I think. And so I ended up calling her when... I didn't take a nap yesterday. Yes! Oh! Oh! Okay. Oh, your door is open! How did your door get open? How did your door get open? Yes. Come on, girl. Come on. How did you do it? Man, I can't get in, sir. I can't fix your door. But I guess you're not going to get rained on. Yes. Those are the last of the chorizo. No. You're getting too excited. Okay. This one, you're going to wait. You're going to earn this one. No. Okay. Wishy. Wishy good. Was the chorizo good? You sit dry, okay, girl? The door is open. This is kind of a nice thing to build for you. I have to say, it's we've seen the blocks and all of that. It's a solid doghouse.
A solid doghouse. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, pretty girl. Love you. See you later, okay? I'm gonna go back in. Thanks to rain. I'm gonna go cover. But we gotta walk. So anyway, so I called Bilge. Bilge. I want to see Bilge. I think it's Bilge. Bilge. Maybe Bilge. And we ended up talking, I think, for about between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours. And the weird thing, so it's been 3 years. And it was kind of like we just talked a short while ago. It was very interesting. So I forgot. She has quite a autoimmune condition. I need to look for that. Actually, I'll do that. When I come back, I'll be making bread and I'll have time. There's this Andy, stateside, that I've worked with people, and she also had herself autoimmune condition, and she has a little book, and she seems to have something interesting with some clinical results, which is something that I do value. So it is obviously can be tricky with autoimmune, you know, it depends about how bad. Bilge is 20 years old. So I would think she would be an ideal candidate. So she's celiac. So she's, you know, anyway, she's really, really struggled already in her early years. And so we're going to be doing a little bit of research, and then we'll see. And, anyway, it was wonderful. So she got married last September. Okay, hold on, Sedat. Sedat, I remember his name. His name is Sedat. Yeah, we kind of talked about a warhead range. Like I said, you know, I call her my Lingby daughter. I mean, my goodness, you know, she could almost be my granddaughter. And it was really nice. Really, really nice. And I kind of forgot that, but she's not the same person that I kind of transitioned into my life. When in the past, I was mostly one being transitioned, not the one doing it. Not the one transitioning, but one being transitioned out of the conversation. And it was very, very nice. And I kind of, you know, view her resurfacing. I guess she kind of re-downloaded Lingby, I'm not sure why, but she's so... basically a message with my contact information when we first this is how we met something to practice Spanish, I think it was. And so she was just kind of curious and she wanted to touch base. But so yeah, I'm gonna be doing that. Trying to find that MD, that female. I want to say she's not like that, but I don't know why. I think it should be one of those enough words for the Google search to find her. Oh, I'll have to go to that podcast too, between Rich Roll and The Proof. The Proof, I don't know. Rich Roll. I'm trying to think where she began to be, where I heard her. Rich Roll had like 800 and something episodes. But I'll find her. That's going to be something that I'm going to do today. Anyway, that's not really much else. And the rain is bringing me back inside. So it's going to be cold. Today, tomorrow, we're looking at 10 degrees. You know, so with wind and rain, you can easily drop 4 or 5 degrees. So it feels pretty cold. Anyway. But there was something interesting too. Oh, she mentioned that this doctor she went to, kind of an alternate doctor, kind of a homeopathic type stuff, and they had this machine that she was using trying to realign the cells so they would communicate to each other. And I was like, oh my god, it sounds like snake oil. But I didn't say anything, but it turns out at the end she realized she was desperate. You know, they couldn't find anything. The medical setup didn't work, which is the case for many of those people who are desperate. and they're not ready to give up. So they look for anything and they're willing to stretch. And they did it. And it cost them a lot of money, but they did it. I was so glad because I was like, I'm going to transition out of that because to me it sounds so fishy when she was talking about the person was standing, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it has all the red flags. You know, of a scam. Anyway, but and she's been she's really been challenged. So I'm thinking of a reboot for her. Like I kind of remember that the MD talking about the protocol she had, and it has to do about this ATO resetting the system and autoimmune also just involve getting rid of the trigger, maybe helping the gut, you know, to be possibly leaky gut, and I think she might be diagnosed with that too. Although if it's a leaky gut syndrome, there is no really diagnosis, but unless you get the leaky IBD, irritable bowel disease, then it is quite clear. Well, I guess you can see about the reaction. This is the testing, actually, about the body reacting to that, from what I gather, from what I remember. Oh, by the way, the gate worked again, so I don't know what it was, but we get resolved. But it was wonderful, you know, the walk, you know, happened in a moment, all the way up to the bridge. It's very nice, nice time, nice walk, and it's, of course, for at least the next 2-3 days, that's going to be most of what I have because of the mud. So I need about a couple of days, 2-3 days. Sorry. And then I'll be able to resume that. But it was wonderful. So I also like the idea that I have a contact in Turkey. She lives in the Aegean Sea, so in the western part of the country, by the coast. Anyway, so somebody that I could also use, you know, if I choose to, if and when, you know, I don't know if next year I'll make it toward there, if I land in Greece, or if I'll keep going to Turkey, I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a, possibly 6-7 months hike this year, we'll see. And if you go down south, obviously the weather will be agreeable. So, yes, rain. I'm back in. Whew. I guess I'll stay a little more with you when I'm gonna go set up for the bread. I hope I can have crank the heat up, heating a little bit in the room. It feels nice to walk though. I do feel pretty good. I do definitely feel like I have a bit good. Well, let me do a little more for the heater. Let me go generous. I'll go 3 out of 10. I don't know what that would be in terms of temperature. Alright, so let's bring the table. With that. Con la panificadora. Do you remember? Panificadora. The bread maker. And now, gotta go weigh everything. Everything. Just whole wheat flour. I'm thinking now. Before I would do oat, I would do sometime, oh my goodness, what's it called? What did it call that flour? I kind of like it though. Kamut. Almost kind of like a sand color, kamut flour. It's a wheat, so it has become kamut. It's like spelled, it's, I think maybe Middle Eastern kamut. I'm trying to remember, but I don't. Okay, so let me do the roll here. This is the beefy net. So it's from the Lidl that explains why she had a few of those in the scale. She had one of those two in Valencia. But it works pretty well. I'm sure it's quite affordable as far as the price. Okay, so here we sit. 600. Almost 602. I will take it. All right. We need the yeast that was open. I have already halved my the yeast, and I need. Where's my oh, here it is. My jar where I put the water. So 600 flours and 500 of water. Let me see here. Let's tar it. To tar, in case you don't know, is you turn your scale on and it goes to zero and you put something and you add the weight, and to tar it is to bring it back down to zero, which is a very nice feature, so you don't have to calculate so much. Boom, bunga, 500. Okay. Oh, wrong one. Going in the microwave here to make it nice and lukewarm. So now, I cooked my lentils yesterday, and the hummus, I don't want to make it before I have to. I want it to be as fresh as possible, obviously, you know, because you get like maybe 4 or 5 days for that stuff to stay fresh. Oh, well, that's okay. I don't need to weigh the salt. I have this nice teaspoon here. I'll get a nice, here we go, that's it. That's for you. Okay. And then turmeric, curcuma y pimienta negra. Turmeric, curcuma, pimienta negra, black pepper. Okay. And then that's it. I have a plate to go on top. I have the yeast. I need a spatula. And I need the oil to coat the bowl, because this is, well, regardless, you do need it. Okay, very good. And then we have everything we need. Let's see if I'm not going to make a mess here. My hands are full. Normally I bring the dry goods the night before, and I bring the water with my morning drink. But the weather definitely is inspiring me to get something else going here to make my day lively. So I'm going to hydrolyze my dough, which means to get the whole flour mix blend wet, and we'll leave it for about half an hour. And then I will just stretch and fold. I may do maybe a couple of times. No, I still do at least 4 or 5 times. But I don't have to wait as long between each stretch and fold. Put on the chair. Put the maker right here on the floor. My little room. It's been wonderful. Been wonderful. Turn the light on. And we'll go on to make bread. So friends, I guess this is it for now. So peace and love, and I'll see if I have more to share later. I guess anything more about Bilge? There's a rain. Yeah, she's adorable. Very, very sweet. It's like we are. Anyway, and it was interesting, the sharing got deep quite quickly. So how interesting, you know, from Juan and Alberto, where things just said way above the surface, and with her we just did so quickly. Anyway, wonderful. So very happy for her to have reached back to me. Peace and love, guy. Maybe later.
He who is infinite light is so tremendous in his evidence that our minds only see him as darkness. Lux in tenebris lucet et tenebrae eam non comprehenderunt. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. If nothing that can be seen can either be God or represent him to us as he is, then to find God we must pass beyond everything that can be seen and enter into darkness. Since nothing that can be heard is God, to find him we must enter into silence. Since God cannot be imagined, anything our imagination tells us about him is ultimately misleading, and therefore we cannot know him as he really is unless we pass beyond everything that can be imagined and enter into an obscurity without images and without the likeness of any created things. And since God cannot be seen or imagined, the visions of God we read of the saints having are not so much visions of him as visions about him, for to see any limited form is not to see him. Snug as a bug with a blanket on, the rain raging out. My goodness, what a rain. But that's not why I'm recording. Why, it's really raining. Gee whiz. But that's not why I'm recording that. I just finished by accident. Well, I found it by accident. I'm watching that documentary about Alex Jones and the Sandy Hook massacre, which I guess I didn't know much about it. You know, I mean, they are so freaking many in the U.S., you know. But this one is an elementary school, so obviously didn't go into the detail in terms of what was going on and about the killer and all of that. But it was about this guy, Alex Jones, InfoWars, that basically claimed that that did not happen. So that it was fake, that it was a hoax. And those guys were actors, they were pretending that it wasn't real. And for about 10 years, he kept on. And then basically what the parents went through, it's just surreal. It's like, I'm not even talking about the Sandy massacre. I'm not talking about those people, but I could only imagine if something happened to me. I mean, if something that traumatic, like you would lose a child, which from my understanding sounds pretty bad on a scale, you know, on the unnatural scale of life, you know, to have your child, and even more in something like that, like somebody to come and shoot them. And then having to make a case to defend or to want to have that being believed, it's just weird. It's just so surreal. And I don't know, this world of idea that living in society, this microphone that some people have, and for whatever reason, the charisma that they bring, and somehow it just works for so many people. They just look up to them. They value them. They invest in them. And I'm not talking about Alex Jones being good or bad. I'm not even going there because it's of no value. I'm not interested. My ideology has nothing to do with that or where I lean. Obviously, I am, if I have to lean anywhere, I would be liberal. You know, I would be socialist. I would not be on the theory conspiracy. I would not be on the conservative side. So my political where I lean would be there. But even that does not define me. And even then, when I look at people who are technically on that same side, I'm like, I don't want to be with those people either. So If I had a gun pointed, this is what I would say, but that doesn't define me, and I don't actually subscribe to either party, to either side, because none of them reflect, and I don't trust either, actually. I'm very, very skeptical and cynical as far as the political life of society, wherever I am. But what I'm trying to explore somehow, I'm not even sure. It's so weird to try to articulate what I'm thinking, is that there is a segment of the population that not only has a different filter than I have, but its existence is completely opposite of mine. Meaning, if theirs is to be, it has to be negating mine. And I guess, by default, mine theirs. Because obviously, in that documentary, I was leaning with the parents. I wasn't there, I haven't seen it, but I have no reason to doubt any of it. It makes no sense. And the other guy looks like a freaking kook to me anyway. So, but this guy, this Alex Jones, and I guess there are quite a few, you know, who have a complete different way than mine to look at things, we are in the same house. Then how do you manage that? How does that communal living happens? And I have the feeling that as the world is getting smaller and smaller, there's going to be points of pressure, more and more points of pressure to where those things are going to come to light. But it's, wow, the human experience, it is so, so strange. Sorry, I don't know if you can smell, but I just baked a loaf of bread. Sorry. I'm just smelling it, so wonderful. But it's like I was watching a fiction as I was watching that. It was like the thought that would come up, I was like, this just can't be, it's too crazy. It's almost like, what is real? Because obviously, this guy, well, it technically is more like a spokesperson, you know, when you're a public figure, you know, it doesn't say really anything, you know, you just play a persona. But some people believe that. You know, the whole January 6th movement, obviously I'm more still up to date with the American life than the Spanish one, even though I've been living here 5 years, but I don't follow the news. Even the few news that I do, it's just NPR the first, which is like, you know, 13 minutes to stay abreast of those big things, you know. But I'm like, wow, how strange. Which is why I really am of the belief, you enter an argument, you lose. It's lost. You've lost already. If that other person is really convinced of what they believe, if what you are really convinced of is opposite of it, I don't see how that can be productive. Because the wiring is so different. And I don't think there, well, I mean, I don't know, but I don't see a middle ground. But we are all in this together at the same time. So it's like, I guess, would you call it a paradox? It just makes no sense. But yet, here we are. And for me, all that it does, it just makes me more quiet in a social setting. Because to me, it's insane. It would be insane to try to enter into a conversation where you have different set of rules on either side of the aisle. What can you accomplish with that? I'm not looking at killing the person, beating the shit out of them, taking them to court. So it's like, I have no ulterior motive to, I'm not building a case against them. For me, it would be more about having a conversation and open. And though, yes, I mean, I am, I have conviction with my belief. So I believe what I believe. And obviously, that's more than likely going to change. But it could still be interesting, the prospect of having a place where you would meet, where you wouldn't be so caught up with your story. And it could be an interesting exercise to try to get out of your own skin, to not take yourself so seriously. But I just don't quite see that happening. And I don't even know if I can do it. I'm saying it. That would be my intention, but I don't even know if I'm capable. You know? The road to hell is paved with good intentions, so it doesn't matter what you wish for, what you're saying you want to do. Anyway, so, yeah, my goodness, it's, how could you, in today's world, of course, this is where I am, but I don't know back then, but how can you not have a dose of cynicism in you? I mean, life is kind of throwing it in your face. It doesn't matter what you think makes sense. How strange. How strange. But I enjoyed it. I think maybe it was called The People versus Alex Jones. I'm not sure, but I stumbled on it by mistake. I wasn't looking for it. But I guess it's something that's new. These sites are ridiculous that I can find amazing quality with subtitle. The streaming is flawless, and I'm freaking going on load data on my phone, and then I have access to that. And it's definitely reminiscent of like Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11. You know, it's not a question of they are right, they're wrong, but it kind of affects you. The theme, you know, what they're talking about, the heart of the matter, it gets you. To me, at least, it gets me. It moved me. It affected me as kind of as a human being. And I, of course, for me, I just can't relate to Alex Jones. I don't know. I don't even know. I can go there. But thinking, even though I've never had a child, but what it must be like as a parent to have your child's death denied, to be harassed. Wow. I mean, if you believe in karma, it's like, what the fuck have you done before to get something like that? Because this is so crazy. You know, and how to maintain one's sanity when something completely throws you off your horse of reason, of common sense, of what seems to be agreed upon, the whole, this whole movement of conspiracy theory, the flat earth, the landing on the moon did not happen, the Pizzagate, all of those things, it's just surreal. And I guess I don't know about other country, but the US just seems to be at the forefront again, blazing the trail. Obviously, they're doing it very well. It's very appealing. And obviously, there is an entertaining element to it. Yeah. So, of course, you entertain people. Doesn't matter how crazy the stuff is. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Wow, it's raining now. Anyway, but I really enjoyed it. It's disturbing. But then again, it's like I'm on that one side of the aisle. So, you know, how do those other people view me? Or people who think like me? And they must be as baffled as I am. Kind of looking, it's like, what the fuck is this thing? Who is that? And not being able to relate to that person. And you can only disagree, hate them, or whatever, despise them, or being indifferent, or condescending, whatever the case may be. I don't know how to relate to people like Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the whole Fox News, and the people who adhere to that kind of belief. I can't. I don't know how to, because it makes no sense. It's a non-starter for me. But I'm not saying those people are wrong. I just don't know. I can't enter there. I can't go there. I am not equipped to go there. And yet here those people are here. They're breathing the air. They're a human being. They're trying to have a human experience like I am. They're no less deserving than I am of it. And all I am left with is, I don't want anything to do with those people. That's it. It's like, I'm not an activist, I'm not a politician, I'm not a lawyer. I have not had a personal experience that would affect me in such a way that I may fight or I may feel hurt to the point where I would want to react. So I don't have skin in the game. Nothing has happened to me. And being with the nature that I am and wanting things to kind of be on the low down, I just steer clear. I just don't know what else to do, because if I enter into it, the argument or whatever it is, a debate, I lost. Because this is not what it's about. And we do not have an agreed upon set of rules or what's common sense, what's truth, what's real, all those things. How can you? You can't. You can't debate with reason when somebody is coming with emotion. They're coming from a different place. They have a different value system. They have a different modus operandi. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I just don't know how to share the space with those people. Because if I have to be honest, it's like, yuck. Or like there's something wrong with these people, if I have to. Because I don't know how to relate to them. I don't understand that kind of wiring, that kind of filter. And I'm left with that. And because I'm not a violent or an aggressive person, I am left with just being still and backing off and not engaging, because to me it's not interesting. It is not productive. So I guess, yeah, that's my stand. My stand is this kind of absenteeism. I guess bystander. But no, it's just where I am, because that's a tool that I have. That's how I'm wired. And I guess my silly attempt here trying to express or trying to articulate what that experience is like for me. And it's just surreal. It's just weird. If anything, it makes me more skeptical and more cynical. Of my mind. Because it's so easy to point the finger, right? At the other. Are they ridiculous? I'm common sense fellow. I'm a normal guy. I'm a reasonable guy, you know? But they're more than likely making the same stand on the other side of the aisle. Who's right? It's a specious argument. It's a specious question. It makes no sense. So at the end, what I'm left with is, I doubt. I'm even more cynical now about my mind. I will take it even less seriously. Because I'm like, in a way, I am Alex Jones and I am Donald Trump. I don't have to be on that side of the spectrum. You know, obviously, those guys are outliers. But I think they are a reflection, however extreme, however unusual and unlikely, that to me point to a flaw in this whole system. And I would call that the mind reality and the way that I make sense and the way that I relate to the world and how I shape everything. How can I take it seriously? How can I even take myself seriously? Because no, I don't want to be right. So they're not going to be wrong. They're just like me, and for whatever reason, they have a different way of looking at it. And I want to honor that because they are human beings. And I'm not going to demonize them Of course, if I was directly and personally affected through some kind of trauma or whatever, I would be different. But I'm not, and therefore I'm not going to behave as if I was. I don't like the what-if game. So I'm a big proponent of, in time of peace is when you really best prepare for the best war you would like to lead. Because when the war comes, all bets are off. And I'm not a great warrior. I'm not that courageous, all of that. So God knows, you know, how I would react. What a weird movie life is. Anyway, I'm going to go and mold my bread now to let it cool off because it's steaming in the mold, I can tell. So that is my spiel for this afternoon. But yeah, if you're up for it, check it out. Or if you don't know who, like I say, Alex Jones is InfoWars. anyway, what a strange world. Peace and love.